With KCBX News, I'm Bree Zender. As the hours keep passing, we keep hearing all of these stories from the Mandalay Hotel and the Country Music Rock Festival shooting that happened Sunday night. One of these stories from the Mandalay Hotel comes from 35th District Assemblyman Jordan Cunningham. He represents San Luis Obispo County in the state legislature. Cunningham was at the Mandalay Hotel seeing the Cirque du Soleil show with his wife when the shooter began firing from the 32nd floor of the hotel. Cunningham himself has a history of voting for gun rights. Jordan Cunningham joins me now. Could you tell me what brought you to Las Vegas?
Yeah, I was there to present at a conference today on bail reform. We're staying at a different hotel, but we went to the Mandalay Bay. The show, the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show. We're in the big theater on the ground floor at the Mandalay Bay Hotel.
When did you find out that something was going on?
Well, they shut down the show, which was kind of unusual. They had a pre-recorded thing kind of come on, say, you know, we apologize for the break, we appreciate your patience kind of deal. And then a couple minutes went by and the performers hadn't come back out. And then a live person came on over the loudspeaker and said, you know, we have an incident. Please stay in your seats. We appreciate your patience. So I got out my phone, started looking at Twitter, and I saw some tweets people posted about, you know, active live shooter on the 32nd floor of Mandalay Bay. So I showed my wife and, you know, told her to stay calm. And we went to one of the exits to look at whether we should leave, go outside. And we opened the side door to the exit onto the street, and we looked to the left was the strip, and the police had that thing closed down completely. And then we looked to the right, and there were police cars there too, and we kind of figured, well, we're probably safe, and, you know, the shooter's above us. You know, the police had the whole strip locked down by this point. I mean, this couldn't have been more than minutes after the shooting. So we just stayed in. I mean, I didn't want to create some sort of mass panic deal either. A little while after we came back in, about 8, 9, 10 officers came in, told everybody to stay calm, and they locked all the doors from the inside, and they had their guns trained on the entrances. It's kind of a barricade situation.
What's going through your mind at this point?
Well, everybody is kind of eerily quiet. I mean, everybody, I got to say, the law enforcement response was exceptional. They took charge, told people to stay calm. They got help to people that were kind of hyperventilating and having a hard time. Everybody, there's probably 500 people in that theater, they all remained pretty calm and orderly. And everybody's kind of checking their phones for updates. People were calling their kids and their parents. At one point, one of the officers told people to get down. And I guess somebody was trying to get in from the outside, and it was probably just some hotel worker or something. And, I mean, 500 people in the theater just hit the floor instantly.
I know you and your wife have 4 kids at home. Did you make any contact with them?
Well, no. We kind of thought about it. I mean, they were staying with my parents, you know, and we didn't want to freak them out, wake them up in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. You know, this is probably, I don't know when it started, probably near 10 or 10:30 or something. We were in bed by then, but we just kind of decided, her and I together decided, well, let's get out of here safely and get to a safe place. We'll call and text my folks. A little bit after 3, they started busing people out. They got buses for us that were in the theater.
You know, as a politician, there's a lot of opinions about how mass shootings should be handled, whether, you know, you should have more mental health resources available for people or more gun control. Has this experience for you changed any of your opinions about those kinds of things?
Well, I haven't really had time to process it on that level. You know, we're, as policymakers, you want to make good policy based on facts and evidence after you've gathered information. I just don't think we have a lot of answers to questions right now.
Well, Jordan Cunningham, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, and if I could just put a plug in, you know, if
sure.
people, listeners out there, could go donate blood.
That's California's 35th District Assemblyman Jordan Cunningham speaking about his experience at the Mandalay Hotel on Sunday night. Bree Zender, KCBX News.